Dictation for Patricia Smith, SMITH, July 25, 1952. Addresses a letter to Miranda, MIRANDA, Nelson, NELSON, NP, 989-466-5956, and Dr. Kreposman, KREPOSTMAN. Dear Dr. Kreposman and Mrs. Nelson, consultation for Mrs. Smith in relation to abnormal kidney function when she presented to the emergency room early December with a diagnosis of severe C. diff colitis, has completed antibiotics. There was an initial improvement of the loose stools, but appears to be back a few days before this encounter on January 6th. In the emergency room, there was low potassium and acute and chronic renal failure, improved after hydration. She has prior coronavirus within the last 2 months. She did receive monoclonal antibodies. A few weeks later, developed C. diff colitis. She was also treated for urinary tract infection around that time. Presently, her appetite is down, weight is stable, no dysphagia, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no fever, abdominal pain, good urine output without cloudiness or blood. She denies edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, dysorthopnea, PND. Review of system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for atrial fibrillation presented with syncope. Converted with medications, has not required electrical cardioversion. She is not aware of any coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, or valve abnormalities. No history of TIS stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. No history of recurrent urinary tract infection, blood clotting in the urine, or stones. Creatinine baseline is around 1 for a GFR around 55. Prior low normal size kidneys without obstruction. There has been no problems of diabetes. Does have medication for cholesterol and thyroid. Next paragraph, side effects to muscle relaxant Zanaflex, Zanaflex, and topical equivalent of lidocaine, carbocaine, CARBOCAINE. Next paragraph, medications include thyroid replacement, Toprol, Cardicen, Flecainide, FLECAINIDE, Coumadin, Nurantin, Crestor, a number of vitamins, has completed antibiotics for C. diff colitis. Next paragraph, the only procedure for a cyst removed from her foot by podiatrist Dr. Jafar, J-A-F-A-R. J-A-F-A-R. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no reported history of kidney problems. Family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, this is a teleconference, weight 150. Has not checked blood pressure at home recently. Historically has been well controlled. There has been no problems of respiratory distress. She's alert to the intestine 3. No speech issues. Very disappointed about persistent symptoms, not complete recovery. Next paragraph, in the emergency room, creatinine 1.7, potassium 2.6, relatively low sodium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, a normal albumin calcium liver testing, at that time GFR of 30, normal glucose. Since then, creatinine is back to baseline at 1, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium liver testing, normal glucose. Baseline again is between 1.1 and 1.1, and there has been no prior anemia. Prior urine sample, negative for protein. In the past, there has been one plus of blood. Next paragraph. A CT scan, abdomen and pelvis at the time of C. diff colitis. Liver was enlarged, 18.6, with normal spleen. Question: a cyst or hemangioma on the left lobe of the liver. No kidney stones, obstruction, or masses. At that time, esophagus and stomach mucosal shows some thickening and evidence of a small bowel with fluid fill in relation to diarrhea. Prior kidney ultrasound, 9.5 right, 9.8 left on November 2018, without obstruction, stone, or masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury and hypokalemia at the time of severe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and poor oral intake at the time of C. diff colitis. It has returned to baseline. Next number, minor CKD, long-term history of hypertension, relatively small kidneys. Next paragraph, chronic mal hematuria with negative CT scan ultrasound. Next paragraph, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and rate control, beta blockers and cardizen. Next paragraph, recurrent of C. diff colitis. You understand that sometimes it's difficult to treat and requires 2-3 courses, and there are new medications available for the entity. All issues discussed with Patricia. I do not see a need for follow-up. End of dictation.